Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, good morning, hospitality listeners. Welcome back for this exclusive bonus episode as we're diving in with Verid, who is the COO and president of Guesty. And if you don't know who Guesty is, they're a big property management software. Well, not only have they raised $130 million in their Series F fundraise, but they've also acquired Rentals United. If you don't know what Rentals United is or does, well, Rentals United is a channel manager. They push you out to over, I think, 60 plus different OTA and distribution channels, like the Big Four, obviously, are Airbnb, Expedia, Vrbo, Booking.com, and many more niche sites, from ski chalets to glamping and outdoor entertainment. They get you there. They expose you to all these markets. So this was a very exciting interview in the sense of covering what kind of came first. Was it the fundraise? Was it the acquisition to lead to the fundraise? There's a lot of questions in the sense of the order of things that have happened, but Verid will tell you that obviously this was not something that's been sitting in the bank for a year and chilling and waiting to happen at a strategic time. It's all moved very quickly as Guesty is obviously on the road for IPO, which you'll also talk about in this quick 10-minute episode. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoy this quick little micro interview. And if you like this stuff, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, and follow for more.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels and short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Verid, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking the time to chat with me today.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Will.
Of course. So tell me, a little strategic move over here. You guys are raising capital and have recently announced the acquisition of Rentals United today. So I would love to know, what was so attractive for you guys to move in this direction?
First of all, I think most people saw it as a very natural move for us. Rentals United have been a partner of ours for years. They have, I think, the best and most robust distribution network in our industry. A lot of our customers are already using them. And together, we're sitting on the best, broadest, most robust distribution network available out there, and enormous amounts of data that will enable us to improve our products, improve our AI capabilities, improve the overall data-related products that we offer to our customers, as well as distribution, better marketing, better exposure to market, et cetera. So I think most people that heard about it today just said, wow, that makes so much sense.
I don't disagree with that statement. It does make so much sense because I think a lot of people specifically looking at channel managers were like, okay, what's the vertical move for them? Do they become, you know, do they start building PMS functionalities? Do they get acquired by a PMS? Where does the channel manager go? So obviously the answer was the latter, and they go into a property management software like Guesty, which obviously makes tons of sense. I'm, you know, curious, as I've been diving more into APIs and engineering, kind of the dedicated human capital it takes to keep up those connectivity partners. That's a big win for you guys in this acquisition now, because now you don't have to build out and hire out that dev team. You kind of get to pull that in and really hone that specific area of engineering.
Definitely. First of all, the talent of Rentals United was a part of our decision and move. We know James and Emil for many years. We know we work with their team directly on joint customers. So the fact that we could get 100 new Guesty family members that have that experience in doing hospitality and distribution and channel management is a big win for us. And just to make it very clear, channel management is still the bread and butter of our industry, right? It's the source of truth. It's the basis that everything relies on in terms of the software that's moving this industry. So it's definitely an important part of our business. And again, together, we can be more effective, more efficient, do more, offer our customers more distribution. As a reminder, a lot of people are looking to diversify their marketing. Currently, a lot of people are looking at midterm stays that, by the way, Rentals United already offers, looking to find new audiences in remote locations, looking at niche channels, like keying sites and more niche opportunities for them. And all that would be available through Rentals United and the joint Guesty Rentals United offering.
I love it. And so when I saw the release come out this morning, I did see a statement saying that you guys were planning on keeping it as a separate entity, basically in the sense of Rentals United will still stay the brand. Is that correct?
Correct. First of all, Rentals United is an extremely successful business with a lot of customers, and we want to assure them that nothing is going to change for them. We're keeping the team. We're keeping the technology. That's why we acquired it. We think that there is a different need and different flavors of an offering needed by different customers. We want to enable Rentals United to continue and serve their customers while we serve the Guesty customers and look for joint synergies and joint opportunities for our clients to get a better offering jointly.
Yeah, totally makes sense. And I'm excited to see how you guys maybe, you know, form a deeper connection within the products. It's going to be very fascinating to see what you guys end up spinning out with that. So obviously we'll have you back on the show to discuss any of that stuff that comes up as you guys roll out a bunch of new features. But I want to kind of go backwards a little bit and cover your guys' Series F fundraise. So obviously that happened or was announced shortly before this acquisition. Can I ask, were you guys shopping and raising at the same time, or did this kind of happen pretty much right after the raise?
Oh, first of all, it's not a raise that we did a year ago and just announced it. It was recent, and we did it indeed just a few weeks before the Rentals United deal. Wow. Of course, we're already looking at Rentals United and some targets, and we've always talked about consolidation in our industry. We're big believers in that. We believe that we can be stronger together. This would be our seventh acquisition, so we did do that in the past very successfully, still have a lot of the members and the talents that we've acquired in previous acquisitions. So it was clear to us that some of the amount raised would be used for consolidation in our industry, and Rentals United was a clear target that we wanted to achieve with the funding.
Awesome. Makes sense. And glad to hear it wasn't raised a year ago and now it's already spent and gone and announced, but yeah. Super cool. Yeah. And so you guys are on the road to IPO. This is the goal, right? You guys want to go public. How do you feel Guesty is positioned in a public market, especially after not seeing some big successes like Vacasa's and Sonder's? Do you guys feel that you'll be positioned differently as a technology company rather than an operator company?
First of all, there is a big difference. And I think it's not just Vacasa and Sonder. If you think about WeWork and a lot of companies that did not do so well, they didn't do well even before going public, right? But some companies position themselves as tech companies, and then the market is disappointed because when they look at the KPIs, they don't look like technology KPIs, right? Mm-hmm. Technology companies have margins of 80%+, right? Operators do not have such margins. The entire strategy, the growth strategy is different. So as a result of that, I think the market perceives technology companies completely different than operators. It's the more natural fit for the public markets. There are a lot of successful tech companies out there in the public market, and we definitely see ourselves as clear fit for that market. That's what our investors think. That's why KKR chose to invest in GuestDB, because they believe we will be the big winner and leader of this space and one that they can take public. And definitely now the markets are not quite there yet.
Yeah.
I think we need to wait a year for the markets to really start to open. But we have time. We're really under no rush. We want to do it right. We want to have a great IPO. We're building a company. We're growing. And sky's the limit, really. But definitely see our future there. I think it will be also good for the industry to have successful public traded companies within our space. It gives it more legitimacy, more understanding of the market, of what we're about. I think the Airbnb IPO, if you remember a few years back, was a huge success, not just for them, for the industry, because it really means that we're out there parallel to other hospitality solutions. And just like I think Around F is not just a success to Guesty, it's a success for our industry. A lot of our partners and customers told us that once the news was out, they immediately received like 5 or 10 emails from investors, right? Because all of a sudden they're saying, okay, I guess the space is interesting. I guess if KKR thinks it's interesting, there's something there. And they're looking at the space more carefully. So I think the fact we're seeing that interest in the market, that we're seeing the spotlight on the short-term rental industry, is really a success to everyone. And I believe we've always been team players looking for ways to partner, to collaborate, to work together. I think we'll only be strong as the industry if we work together. We did it through COVID in hard times, and hopefully we're doing it again now.
Very well said. I couldn't add anything else extra to that to make that any better. So it's very exciting. And it's super exciting to watch. I think it's, you are 100% right. It adds tons more legitimacy, not just from the Airbnb side of thing, but for the vertical pieces that play a big behind the scenes part in the role of executing good hospitality in any market, whether it's in Europe or in America or anywhere. That I think this is a big win. So very big congratulations to you guys on both the raise and the acquisition. We're pumped to continue to watch this journey and the road unfold in front of us. And I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
My pleasure, as always.